Wow, I woke up to such a shock, opened up my windows, the shades, not really the windows, and there's snow everywhere. Oh my goodness. So, looks like spring is not quite here. But I still have the birds chirping out there, and I have to say thanks, Patrick, for turning me on to the Merlin app. There's actually another app that's out there in the Play Store or your Apple Store that you could take pictures of a bird too and figure out what it is. My husband and I have a couple. Wow, isn't that funny that I say my husband and I? But it's true. We have a couple of birds books that we look up because there have been a couple weird birds that we didn't know, but I did not know that there was an app that could help. Anyway, the Merlin app, you record the sound of the bird and it's supposed to come up. So I'm going to check that out. Although I don't know how it's going to record multiple birds, because that morning I had geese, I had cardinals, I think I had some sparrows. There was a lot of stuff that was going on out there. Anyway, birds are amazing, and that is how God speaks to me. A lot of the time it comes through birds. And I have to share the cardinal situation. I keep mentioning that, but I don't know if I have time today. Maybe we'll do it next week, because we have to get back to governing our senses. And we've got the last sense of touch. I don't know if any of you have prayed the devotion of the Holy Face of Jesus, but during that devotion, it's all of the five senses. And the priest who I pray with at 8 o'clock at night Central Time, Father James Parker, you can follow and pray along as well on his YouTube channel. It's FR space James, J-A-M-E-S space Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R. Truth? The dude speaks fast. It's hard to keep up with him. And then the last decade is in Latin, which is awesome. And then it just keeps going on and on. But one of the devotions during Lent, and he does something every season or every month, something is different. He shared that it's because of all of the things that Jesus saw, the things that Jesus heard, the things that Jesus touched and tasted. You know, all of his five senses were mostly on his face, except for touch. So that's why the whole Holy Face devotion and the prayer is all about the senses. Like, oh, Jesus, what you saw, what you heard, you know, what you tasted. It's just interesting to kind of think about that. Okay, so we go on to touch. That is the last one. Okay, how do you govern touch? Well, I'm going to tell you this. It is super difficult to sin if you don't touch the thing. Let's think about this for a second. If it's sugar that you are fighting, or it's overeating food, if you don't touch it, how are you going to eat it? Taste it. You know what I mean? If it's wine or alcohol or even pornography, you are not going to be able to drink if you don't touch it. You're not going to be able to smoke if you don't touch it. You're not going to be able to watch that porn if you don't touch the play button, if you don't touch your computer. I'm not sure how and where people are watching porn anymore, but it's unfortunately free on our laptops now, and that's on purpose. Satan wants us to think, oh, well, it's free and I'm not harming anyone, but we are. Remember those people, most of them are there because they have no other way of making a living, and a lot of them are there against their own will. They are trafficked. So think about this, as well as the fact that you are using another person that is God's child for your own pleasure. It's just like if you're committing adultery. Hey, you cannot commit adultery if you don't touch the other person. if we just keep our hands, you know, out of the cookie jar with all of the sins that we are kind of battling, we are so far ahead of the game. But then let's touch things that are beautiful and that we love and that give us comfort. I have this blanket that is the most soft blanket I have ever had in my life. And it brings me comfort when I touch it and when I put it on me and I pray. Maybe it's a dog that you pet that you just get such comfort and love with. And I was thinking about this touch that I had with Jeff before we got in the car and drove home on the day that he died. We hugged in the hotel. And I want to thank God for this long, long hug. I mean, my heart just filled with love for him. We're just sitting in the hotel and I'm just like, oh, I love you, honey. And I wrap my arms around him and his arms around me. And we were there for a good minute or two. It was long. But something must have been inside of us that, you know, that made us stay in that hug and that embrace, that touch of one another. I had no idea that would be the last time I would hug him. I never, ever thought that way. So hug your spouse, touch your spouse lovingly. He used to, you know, rub my back and he used to tickle my neck and he would give me little massages. And I would die for one of those touches now. I really would. Sorry. And what about your children? We need comfort and love and touches and hugs and kisses. The more that we can love another person through a physical touch, it doesn't have to be the marital act. There's something that goes beyond words. There is something that happens to us when we hug someone that we love for a while and we just embrace that person. It's beautiful. So touch one another with love and gentleness. Your kids, if you have them, I don't care how old they are, grab them, love them. Hug them, keep them in that embrace. There's something about a long hug that actually brings our serotonin levels up, especially when we are sad. I can't tell you how many hugs I received during my husband's visitation, during the funeral, and I will never forget the hug from my neighbor. She's from Mexico. She came over here all by herself. She did not know the language. She's a citizen now, and she is amazing. And the hug that she gave me was seriously beyond any hug that I've ever had. As a matter of fact, it was so long. It was so hard that I was like, okay, after a while, because it was long, I was like, okay, I can't breathe. And that's how tight it was. But that's how I knew how much she loved me and how much her heart ached for me. So don't touch the things that are going to drag you into hell, especially mortal sin. If you don't touch it, you're not going to sin. But definitely touch with a caressing, gentle, loving touch every single person in your life that you can, because you just never know when you will not have that touch coming your way. Man, I didn't expect this. Sorry for crying. I love you all so much. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, please help us to govern our sense of touch. Remind us that if we don't touch things that are bad for us, they won't harm us. But also remind us how beautiful and comforting touch really is. When we touch our rosaries in prayer, when we touch the crucifix, when we touch the Bible and feel your word in our hands, help us again to touch the things that make us loving, generous, kind, and not to touch the things that will bring us into sin. Lord, we ask that you protect all of our senses that we've talked about this week. Our sight with our eyes, our ears, our taste, our touch, and our smell. Please ensure that we garner them, that we pay attention to what we look at, what we listen to, what we're smelling, what we're touching, what we're tasting, so that we can replace all of the bad things with all of these beautiful good things that you put in our life. Lord, we are going to pray now for all of the beautiful, loving people and souls that left us. And we pray that you raise them up into your heavenly kingdom because they just want to love you, worship, and praise you. We list those people now. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now, today, and at the hour of our death. Amen. In your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Mary, take our left hand. Holy Spirit, take our right. All the guardian angels that we have amongst all of our listeners, we want to get to know you more. Help us know your voice and be clear with your messages. All you holy angels and saints and you souls in purgatory, please pray for us that our desires to walk away from sin during this Lenten season become permanent in our lives. Again, in your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sorry for bawling on you yet again, but it's hard when you think about things that I'm never going to have again. And I'm grateful that God had that moment. It wasn't normal for us to embrace like that. It also wasn't normal for him to react to my 11:11 on the way home. I'm telling you, God was in him giving me signs. Just amazing. Okay, everyone, I love you so much. I really do. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body. You've got this. He is ready to heal you. You need to just throw yourself into this and watch the miracles happen. And have a blessed and inspired day.